back, Johnny Ballpark Franks with you, going to the Hotline of Chance to visit with Marty O'Malley, Executive Director of Larch Mobile. You know, this was supposed to be the 26th annual College Football Preview Dinner. Well, it'll be the 26th annual, Marty, but it's going to be a little bit different as far as the dinner part and in-person part. First of all, welcome to the show. And let's see, at what point did you realize to keep this going, it was going to be going this direction with the virtual dinner coming up on Thursday night?
Yeah, thanks, Johnny, for having me. And this, as you said, it's our 26th year, and we start planning usually in January, where we're starting to send our speakers and getting all commitments and all that, which we did. And then in early to mid-March, our committee met, and we started to question, would we be able to have the dinner or not? And so at that point, we started to look at Plan B, and we came up with this notion of we didn't want to cancel, but instead we wanted to see if we could contact a couple people in the college football world, coaches and analysts, to see if they'd be willing to reach out, do a video, and then we would broadcast it the night of our original dinner, which is May 28th. And so that's when we started. We didn't know, one, if coaches would be available and would be interested. The first person we contacted was Coach Nick Saban at Alabama, and lo and behold, he said yes. So we felt like if Coach Saban's on board, maybe others would follow suit. And so we now have 16 people, 9 head coaches, 5 in the SEC, and we got your own Coach Jeremy Pruitt as well. So we're very excited about this opportunity to continue our event and reach out to a much broader audience than we have in the past.
Did you have any, you said you got Nick Saban from the beginning. Was that a nice tool to use to get the other ones to say yes as well?
No. When we approached all the coaches and analysts, we didn't say who was and who wasn't. We just felt like we have a history with Coach Saban, and we felt like if he was willing to do it, then that might be a good sign that we could reach out to other people. So, and lo and behold, it's true. I mean, we have 9 of the head coaches. And interesting enough, most of the coaches and analysts have been involved with us in the past. So, for example, Coach Pruitt came when he was an assistant coach. So he had an idea of who we were, what our mission is as an organization, and then he also knew how the dinner was because he participated.
I like the fact, too, it's a nice mixture. I mean, Clay Helton, for example, head coach of USC. You mentioned the coaches inside the SEC with Mike Leach, Nick Saban, Gus Malzahn, Jeremy Pruitt, Kirby Smart as well. And you went outside the box too, as far as the as far as Power 5 conferences. You have the head coach from Tuskegee, for example, participating. A lot of interesting members of the media part of this as well. Has the format changed at all over the 26 years?
Yeah. So when we first started, we and to where it's been the last number of years, it's evolved. So the last probably 10 to 15 years, what we've done is we've always had an Auburn and Alabama representative since we are in Mobile in the state of Alabama. And we always try to have a head coach, maybe not necessarily from Auburn or Alabama, but from someplace. So in the past, we've had Florida State, we've had LSU, we've had Arkansas. All those head coaches have attended at some point. And then we always would have an analyst or two just to sort of change the focus. And so whenever we would approach our speakers, we would give them the time frame that they would have, and we asked them that people want to hear about college football, but then they also want to hear about how you got in coaching, why you're coaching. And so over the years, it's always been a nice mixture. Nobody is really up there that long, so in some ways you can't get bored by somebody if they are boring, because most of the time they only have, 8 to 10 minutes.
And looking at this list, these individuals are pretty accustomed to being, might be a different format, but pretty accustomed to being in this position to give their 5 to 10 minute speech there. Now, tell me more about Larchmobile. I know it's a community where people with and without intellectual disabilities share life together. Tell me more about your organization.
Yeah, that's right. So we're part of an international organization, and we've been in Mobile for 45 years, and we're locally supported and run by a local board of directors. We have 25 individuals with intellectual disabilities and 60, we use the word team members or staff, who share life together. When we get involved with an individual with an intellectual disability, we make lifetime commitment. So one of our residents, his name is Willie, has been with us for 45 years. And so what we will do is we will provide for Willie until he passes. So, and that could be another 20-some years. So for us, what we try to do when an individual comes in their 20s, what we try to do is give them opportunities that you and I have taken for granted, being able to make choices, being able to be involved in the wider community by going to sporting events or art festivals. So that's what we try to do on a day-to-day basis. The football dinner was a way for us to do two things initially. One was to raise the awareness of what Larchmobile was, and the second was to raise money.
This event, once again, coming up on Thursday night, May 28th, is from 7 to 8:30 on Thursday night. I'm assuming the best thing to do is just go to the website if you want to check in as far as this virtual dinner is concerned, and there'll be a link on your website?
Yeah, there's a couple ways. It is Central Time, so it's going to be hosted by a YouTube station. So people could go to YouTube and type in Larchmobile. It's L-A-R-C-H-E, Mobile. They could go to our website, which is larchmobile.org, and there's a link to the YouTube connection there. Or I believe you have the link as well, so I hope that you're able to put it on your website as well.
I will be glad to post that, especially on Thursday, as a reminder. I love the fact that, yeah, we're all faced with these challenges, but at the same time, you can create new opportunities. And I love the fact that despite what we're all going through with COVID-19, you found a way to being able to continue this. And I wish you all the best of luck on Thursday night.
Well, thanks. And one of the other things that we've done is, since we're not doing a dinner, we've connected with local restaurants. And in your neck of the woods, Barton's Barbecue has agreed to offer a special that night for any participants. Wherever Martin's is located, I know there's in Nashville as well as in Birmingham, we have a number of restaurants locally in Mobile as well. So people can get their dinner and tune into the YouTube on Thursday at 7 o'clock.
That's awesome. Listen, thank you for taking time out with us, and we wish you once again all the best on Thursday night.
All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
You too. That's Marty O'Malley, Executive Director of Law.